الله الرحمن الرحيم ورفعنا بعضكم فوق بعض in the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala He has created variances status ranks positions for the better administration of this life لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا سُخْرِيًّا So for the administration of this life, affairs of this life, if everybody were all alike, then how would one person extract wealth from the other? Musa alayhi salam saw someone as a destitute. So Musa alayhi salam made dua that if all were same in all respects. Now, not a few days passed that he had to hang a door. Now he thought of the carpenter that was just a few doors away and requested him. He says to Musa alayhi salam, I got no need for this now. Because I am equal to every person and every person is equal to me. So I don't need them, nor would they need me. So I don't need to do those things here. So now, in order for the administration of this life, Allah gave someone some gifts and others other gifts. Say for example, if he has given someone a gift in engineering, then he's given someone a gift in medicine. So the person in medicine needs the engineer and the engineer will need the person in medicine. And this is how this whole design of this world will run smoothly. And if not, if everybody was identical, then there was no way that they would not be interacting and connecting, because I don't feel myself to be subservient to you. If I'm not subservient to you, then I must listen to you. But now one is higher and the other is not so high. So you feel that I'm subservient, I need the work. And the wealthy feels that I can't get my work without the weak. So the weak needs the wealthy and the wealthy needs the weak. Both need each other. نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا This verse is about the kuffar, and when they said that Why? رَجُلٌ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٌ This nubuwwat, why wasn't it given to some great person from these two towns, مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٌ Taif or Makkah Mukarrama. These were popular great towns. So it must be a popular person, wealthy person, man of status. So why wasn't it given to some great person from these two towns? So Allah says, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ Nubuwwat is a great thing. There isn't any gift or position above Nubuwwat. Right? But even this small casual things like livelihood, even the livelihood, we have created variances so that this whole operation can continue. So in the livelihood you are seeing it, there is a variance. There is degrees of differences. Don't you see that? So like in livelihood we have made these differences of ranks, then if you make this type of a difference, in Nubuwwat, what problem have you got? And number two is this, are you in charge? نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا. You're not in charge. Because if you were in charge, once Al Bilal ibn Allah came out rejoicing, very excited. So they asked him, what was the reason for your excitement and your rejoicing? So he says, I'm so happy and so excited that Allah Allah kept the favor of Iman in his hand. He wants to favor someone, so he left it, he kept it in his hand. He didn't give it to man to give Iman and Hidayat to the one that he pleases. Rather, he's taken it to himself that whoever he chooses, he will bless with Iman, he will bless with Hidayat. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي. So he's kept this entirely in his control. Because if this gift was in man's control, then man's mind, how it works, mostly this, first my people, my friends, my children, minds, then I'll think of others. I must think first of mine, and then I must think of others. And Allah left it, this whole distribution, He left it in His hand, that He will make the selection, and He will make the decision as to who will come into Hidayat and who will be deprived. He left it to him. See how man thinks and how Allah Ta'ala decides. Allah Ta'ala's decision is based on something else. But this coming back, the question can come about that what is the basis for Allah Ta'ala's selection? Because we all want to be accepted. So what is the base? The basis for his selection is Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. So there's two bases for his selection. One is entirely his prerogative. Like nubuwwat, risalat, right? And that is the prerogative of Allah Ta'ala. Who He wants to appoint, He will appoint as Nabi, and who He wants to appoint as Rasul, He will appoint. So it's not on your petition, not on your piety, not on your achievement. So it's not at all based on your thinking, your reasoning, your achievement, your piety, not so on. يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. He will select, do the selection, and he will do it as he pleases. And the second basis for acceptance, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. The one that humbly turns to him, then Allah Ta'ala accepts him as well. So, he's left the door open, but in order to get the ticket that you need to get in, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, is inabad. And inabat means you're turning to Allah Ta'ala, but with a level of humility, you're turning to Him. And when you see a level of inabat, a level of humility, you understand that it is just the grace of Allah Ta'ala that's going to usher you. It is just the grace. يَخْتَصُّ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He will select who He wants. So he will do it. So with that frame of mind, you know Allah Ta'ala, it's you, it's your choice. But your plan is, when the person turns to him in humility, then Allah Ta'ala selects him, accepts him. So the bottom line in this whole thing, this whole selection is the level of humility. What's your humility? How much do you humble yourself? At what level do you humble yourself? And then, humbling yourself, what does it mean? Humbling yourself means that you feel convinced that I am a total non-entity, I am worthless. Right? To not only to say it, but to behave, to act, and to believe that really I'm worthless, I'm helpless, and definitely, Allah Ta'ala, I need you. إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُو ضَعْفَ قُوَّتِي وَقِلَّةَ حِيلَتِي وَهَوَانِي عَلَى النَّاسِ أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. See the criteria, the basis. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ. You come and you ask him with humility, he'll open the door for you. He won't shut the door. But then man, his mind is quite unique, right? So his mind, how his mind works. رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ دَعَوُ اللَّهِ إِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ دَعَوُ اللَّهِ. When he's traveling now and he's been covered by waves from all sides. غَشِيَهُمْ كَالزُّلَلِ, like clouds covering. Then he really implores Allah Ta'ala. You know, now the traveling is not so much by boat, right? It's by air. So I can remember the aircrafts about 25 years ago, 25, 30 years ago. So there would be quite a bit of turbulence. It's going straight, the turbulent, it's coming down, dipping a bit, and then coming up again. But I would try and observe when it's a turbulent and that it's dipping a little bit, and what's the behavior of the people, passengers. When it's dipping, there's pin drop silence. Say 50 meters, it just dropped, right? So there's pin drop silence, everybody's not eating, nothing, quiet. And when smooth again, then they come back. So love is showing human behavior. Okay, when you are in a predicament, then you become very pious. Now, from now, I do the right thing. I won't do anything wrong. I'll behave myself. But so Allah knows what's in the heart. He's seeing that this type of a pledge and a vow that you're making is just a pledge of convenience. But when you're out of the danger line, then you revert. So he understands, he sees what's your mind like. But yet he still helps you. But he knows what's in your mind. It's not that he doesn't know, he knows what's in your mind. But now, it's your naivety that you have this type of a relationship with Allah Ta'ala, a relationship of convenience. In other words, you see me right, I come right. First of all, you're not supposed to be thinking about Allah Ta'ala like that. People make mannat and vows, not supposed to be doing. But if you see me right, and I will do it. That means your relationship with Allah is like a businessman. It's not of love and loyalty. Love and loyalty is not you see me right and I see you right. It's not love and loyalty. Love and loyalty means unconditional love, unconditional submission. That you feel to yourself convinced that he deserves your submission. So that's your mind. It's your mind is your, he deserves your unconditional submission. In India, so a buffalo is like a very, very precious commodity, right? So they will give it the type of respect that they give to their own child. Keep it near the house, feed the thing, they'll pat the thing, and that buffalo needs to be kept cool, so they bathe it every day, take it to the river. So they show it a lot of attention because it's a priceless commodity. They're putting out 25 some odd liters of milk every day for the wild buffalo. So that thing is keeping the house running, fire is burning. So they give it a lot of attention. Incidentally, the man's child took very seriously ill. Very serious. Motionless, can hardly talk. And father is screaming at the blood state now. Mere bachche ka kya ho gaya? So in that state of anxiety, so he made a vow to Allah Ta'ala Allah Ta'ala, see, you get my child right. See the buffalo. Tearing now. One shot, I'll give it in your name. Now, he went for Zuhar namaz. He saw the child is moving a little bit. Before it's totally quiet, no movement, motionless. But now he just came back from namaz, and now some movement, is saying some few words. Alright. So now he says, Allah, what I meant is that see that cow that's about dying that said there. That one there, that's what I meant. See how quickly. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ. When Allah brings you, delivers you to safety, then it's a different person altogether. Just now, you make that type of a vow, and you just saw your right a little bit, and then straight away you just change. Anyway, so things are happening now. So he went for Asr namaz. Now he saw that child is now walking, asking for food. So he's changed the goalpost again for the second time. So Allah Ta'ala, you know, what I really meant was that cow that was lost 2 years ago, that one I meant, but if this thing, the child, he ever recovers, then that one is in your name. Cow that was lost 2 years ago, if this child ever dies, ever recovers, then that is in your name. So his son turned out to be even more smart than him. So Abba, don't say that. Because see, if you really find that cow, then... So the father compliments him, mashallah, mashallah. What an intelligent child, how smart you are. So then he asked the child, how should I phrase the vow? So phrase it like this. Allah, you know that one died 5 years ago. That's in your name. Mari Bakri Khuda Kena. See how man, how his mind just changes, playing games. So what Allah wants is, Ma umiru illa liya'budullah mukhlisina lahu ad-din. He wants that pure, uncontaminated, that type of allegiance he wants. And once he sees that allegiance, then he opens the doors for you. But do you give that type of allegiance to him, that loyalty, untainted, no contamination, no pollution whatsoever. And do you give that type of allegiance, that type of loyalty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this whole effort is to bring you to that level, that you give a relationship to Allah ta'ala, an allegiance, a loyalty to Allah ta'ala, that is absolutely untainted. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ فَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ. And then Allah wants us to remain like that. Not only to start with that, but to remain like that. There's a Hindi line, you know. It says, Pya jisku chaha, Pya jisku chaha, sohagan wahi ho. Sounds nice. Pya jisku chaha, Sohagan or he ho. Now, what is the story? Pya jisku chaha, Sohagan or he ho. So, there's two stories to it, but this one story. So, it's co-wives, right? And the one wife is saying, see, I'm the favorite. Co-wives, they must have it out. Right? Everybody wants to be the favorite, right? So, the one says that, see, I am the favorite. My mind is just going somewhere. I'll come back to the story, inshallah. In around 1950s, end of 40, beginning of 50. So, after the partition between India and Pakistan, then there was a need to establish a markaz in Pakistan, public markaz. I'll come back to the story, right? Because this is a majlis, and a majlis will talk sometimes randomly. From one topic, will be jumping on something else. The reason for that is it's like a dispensary for a doctor. So the doctor doesn't have to see the sequence and the order. He needs to see what the patient requires. That's what happens in a dispensary, isn't it? Now establishing the markaz in Raivin, and there's a discussion now. So there were two discussions. One was that we need to appoint someone as the head here. So they went up to Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Yusuf Sahib Yahtari. Muhammad Ilyas Sahib passed away around 1942-43, passed away. And you know, it's Logan Kamal Kariya. What they did was like miracles. And Muhammad Ilyas Sahib passed away in 59. And he turned the whole world around. He did it. Turned the whole world around. And Muhammad Yusuf Sahib also passed away around when he was about 55. Because he and Muhammad Imam Sahib were about the same age. Right? Muhammad Imam Sahib passed away in 95. And Muhammad Yusuf Sahib passed away in 65. So what's how many year difference? 30 year difference. So it was about 55 when he passed away. But now, the type of work that he was, there was something different. Allah will accept us also. That's why it's recommended to read this people's kitabs. Read, understand, see that what was the mizaj, what was the mindset. نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْفُسُولِ مَا نُسَبِّتُ بِهِ فُعَدَكَ. You relate these stories to strengthen your heart. You get a direction. You feel strengthened, right? All right. My elders, this is what they did. And this is what I'm supposed to be doing. How did they run their lives? Because I saw the whole life. And how, at the end, how things worked out very well for them. That the world is taking on to them. So that is why we hold on to them. It would seem a lot of noise, but there is a level of acceptance. So they contacted Nizamuddin, contacted Muhammad Yusuf Sahib, and you appoint someone as our senior here, we take him as our buzurg, and we will take directions from him. So Muhammad Yusuf Sahib says, see, I'm not going to appoint anybody as a buzurg for you all, but what you all should be doing, how you all should be relating, is each one considers the next as his senior. You will consider him to be your senior, and he will consider you to be his senior. And that's how you will work. And then things work, carried on. And there was another hurdle, so they brought it back. This relationship is very important. Speak to your senior. The problem is when you don't refer to them. Now there's another hurdle that's come up, and the hurdle is now that you can see now one person, you're not compatible with him. He's not so smooth. Or he's got a different agenda. It looks like his thinking is different, agenda is different. And the work requires something else. See, every work has got a certain temperament and a mizaj. Right? When this person is working at a different tangent altogether, and the work requires a different type of behavior, what are you supposed to be doing? So they were getting really, really upset. So by Abdul Wahab Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, we contacted Azaji rahmatullah alayhi. He says, what do we do? See the predicament. And we're seeing, we're working with a person, but his temperament is totally different. He's not conforming to the nature of the work. The nature of the work is something else. And he's going in a different direction. What do we do? So the advice was so precious. I heard this diary from Abdul Wahab Sahib. So he says, see, you will show the ikram to him as normal. You will not at any level compromise the ikram. Ikram will be the same. And you will make dua for the person. Number three, in your mind, also your mind mustn't be indifferent towards the person. Mentally, we must think, Allah Ta'ala keep the person, and let us all work on the same page. Let us be on the same page. So within the mind, you must hope and long for the person to remain. Your tongue must make dua for him. Your behavior must be like normal. Ikram, muhabbat must be like normal. Now, Prabhupada is explaining this. So, but now, how do we tolerate this? So, as I told him, see, then if you, at heart, you are good, because there's no malicious feeling in the heart. Heart is clean. And Allah's focus is the heart. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَلَكِنْ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ So that's the focal point. He looks at the heart. What is the heart like? It's not your appearance and not your status. But it is the heart that is the focal point of Allah Ta'ala. So if the heart is good, then what happens? Then one of two things will happen. See what sequence is explaining. The one thing that will happen is Allah Ta'ala will bring him back on course. If there is a degree of goodness in the person, then Allah Ta'ala may bring him back to course. And if there is no goodness in that person, then Allah Ta'ala will take it upon him to get him out of the world. See how it works. See again, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ وَيُنِيبُ So to gain that acceptance, this is a prerequisite. Humble yourself. Jisko jo kuch mila, wo fanaiyat se mila. Who have got whatever, he got it through humility. He went on his knees to Allah Ta'ala, humbled himself, and he got what he got. Otherwise he didn't get it. It was just an illusion otherwise. An illusion to think, no, I'm like this, I got that, and I got that maqam and position. But he got whatever he got out of this. Crying. Thinking of himself to be nothing. Worthless. Like I explained yesterday as well. I say, which person on earth can say, I got a guarantee that my behavior pattern will not change? Have you got a guarantee for the second that your behavior may not change? You don't know, you may be a conglomeration of embarrassment, absolute embarrassment. You know the next second, what the next second has got for you, nobody knows. So, can there be any pride in the person? Anything of himself? When you don't know what's going to be your future, not even the second, 1 second you don't know. You don't know what's your health going to be like. You don't know what are you going to be like. You don't know what your health is going to be like. You're like this now. In a moment, what happens to your Allah knows. Behavior pattern of your child, your immediate people, what is going to be, do you know about it? So is there anything in the world that you can be proud about? Anything? Or overconfident about? You can't be overconfident, you can't be proud. You just have to keep crying to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you hold me, you take care of me. Till the last second. Hazrat Ji Hamdash say, Bharosa nahi is nafse ammara ka. Farishta bhi ye ho jaye. Farishta bhi ye ho jaye. Usse bajguma rehna. You can't rely on your nafs. Your nafs, you can't rely. You can't say, I've got a guarantee. That guarantee is only for a Nabi. That Nabi ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah Ta'ala protects him. Right through Allah protects him. So he's guaranteed. He's got an immunity. Besides the Nabi, nobody's got a divine immunity. Yes, you may find awliya. Allah Ta'ala guards them. But they can't claim immunity for it. That we also can fall in something or the other. And we can slip, we can fall, we can stumble. Don't you see? The highest of the awliya ikram, the sahaba ikram, but they also at some point someone stumbled, right? But the difference will be that they will not remain the mistake, they'll come on. So, you don't have an immunity, you don't have a guarantee about your behavior pattern now, conduct now, present, not for the future, not for you and not for your immediate dependents. Do you have any guarantee? Any guarantee of your health, Any guarantee. Nobody's body. Any guarantee of your mental acumen, intelligence. Any guarantee. So you are worth what you are worth because of your acumen, right? Intelligence. But is that guarantee? فَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْأُمْرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. So Allah makes the person, he comes to, he peaks, he's so intelligent, capable, strong, mighty. And he says in that glory of his, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَىٰ, we the greatest. Super, duper power. In that pride of his, he says that. You guys have heard of that, that England took out that boat, you know, some 90 years ago. And in his maiden voyage, and he crashed. Yeah. So who can say that? He's super duper. Anybody say it? Nobody can say that. All one ashaddu minna quwwa. In the first instance, that's crashed. So you got no guarantee about your behavior, conduct patterns, no guarantee about your children, no guarantee about life, no guarantee about your health, no guarantee about your mental state. So is there anything that you can be proud about? So he's deliberately made you like that, so you turn in humility towards Allah Ta'ala. You don't despise the next person. You don't run down and disgrace the next person. Yes, it's your right, it's your duty to correct and advise, not to despise. To correct and to advise, it's your duty. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ. It's your duty. But Allah Pak didn't say you don't despise, disgrace, humiliate, embarrass people. No. Do your work. So we're talking about Abdul Wahab Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, and the steps that Hazrat Mawla Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah gave, that will be one of two things. If Hidayat is decreed for him, he'll come back to cause. And if it is that Hidayat is not decreed, has not been decreed, then Allah will throw him out. So, ab apne kaam ko karo. You do your work. What's your work? Are you doing your work? Your work is three things. You will show the same level of ikram. You will not compromise on your levels of ikram. Mahabbat, ikram, respect, you will not. Otherwise, you will be deprived. You will compromise on that, and you will be deprived. So you will show the same level of respect, muhabbat and ikram. Number two, verbally also, you will show respect and you will speak in good words. قُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنِ. You speak good words. Number three, mentally also you will think good of him and make dua for him. So you see, your behavior will be good, verbal statements will be good, and mentally also you'll be good with that person, think good. Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he comes in Bukhari Sharif, he says, we took bay'ana an Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala shahadati Allah ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammad rasulullah wa iqami salati wa ita'i zakah. And at the last point, wa nusha li kulli muslim, and will wish well for every Muslim. Will wish well. See who's this Jarir ibn Abdullah, and who is taken bayat in the Misr. So will wish well for every Muslim. Every Muslim will wish well. So, hum apne kaam ko kare. Ye na dekha ke wo kya kar raha hai, aur usko kya karna chahiye tha. Hum apne kaam kar rahe ya nahi? Ask yourself, are you doing your work? You're getting consumed in the next person. But are you asking what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I right? At any level. At any level. Mulana, Mufti Saab, Sheikh, whatever, Buzuluk. But at any level, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? At every level, mentally, physically, verbally, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing? So we're talking about that. Pya jisku chahe sohagan wahi ho. That Hindi couplet, right? or this co-wives, and they're having it out. Me, I am the favorite. Tamil is saying, no, me, I am the favorite. So the third co-wife comes and says, Mya jisku chahe, pya jisku chahe, soha gan ho hiyo. That's the prerogative of the husband. He selects who he wants. But it is he that selects who he wants. We can't be boastful here. He comes here, and for some reason, he likes this one. Then, as more times I've explained this whole concept, explains it. But look at it, you know, physically look at it. She's very beautiful, right? But her mouth is smelling. Nose is running away. Right? Perpetually, she's got some sores and all that. Allergy and all that, right? This one is that. And then, verbally also, she doesn't speak right. She doesn't speak. She's aggressive, harsh, rude, impolite. So this is one. But overall, she's too beautiful. The height, the figure, the complexion, everything, you look at it externally, okay, she's too good. But dirty mouth, aggressive, dirty, filthy, aggressive. And this woman is not so beautiful. She doesn't have that complexion and that figure, but too polite, too sweet, too accommodating, respectful to the husband. Right? Now, I ask you, who will the husband prefer? Sonia or that one? Who is he going to prefer? And you think, you know, me, I got this, I got that. And because of what I got, so therefore the husband is going to choose me. He is... base and criterion would be totally different. She's sweet, she's understanding, she's cooperating, she's so charming, she's so beautiful, she's so good in all her ways. Allah, Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, most of you must have seen him. So, he used to be very friendly. Oh, there's a big age difference, 35 years difference, but he used to be very, very friendly with me. And then he joked with me, and he wanted me to joke with him. So he had lost his first wife, and then he keep talking about his first wife. All these chachas, they lose that first wife, they keep talking about the first wife. I said, please talk to me, but you don't talk to your present wife about the past one. You don't talk, although it's permissible. I will say it's not permissible. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Inna kanat wa kanat, right? Khadija is replaceable. You can't replace her. But now, you are weak, and your wife will be weaker, and you keep reminiscing your wife. What happens? Yeah, me, I'm a kachara. I'm a judge. Why throw me out? That's what she'll say. Right? So just to keep the peace, don't reminisce the past too much. A little bit is alright. Not too much. So he'll talk about his wife and he can't forget her. I said, I told you once, say it's up. Enough of Zariya, enough. But take a new word, just carry on. So he tells me, you don't understand Zariya, you don't understand. I said, what's so good about her? So he says, you see, at about, it was about 5 past 12 at night, and when bus load of people came from Cape Town. All hungry, very, very hungry. And she was fast asleep. Fast. You can see when a person is very fast asleep. So, in that state, I just whispered, you know, Zarina. She got up. There's 50 people or 60 people have come. And straight away there was a smile on the face. Compliant, just total compliance. Smile, compliance, and she did it for that 60 people at that time. You know, you broke her from a deep sleep, got her up, and there was total compliance, submission with a smile, she's laughing away. So she's telling me now, then one of his daughters made dua, you know. I miss my mother too much, Labak Shum, after she passed on. So, as Abak showed you, he saw her in her Jannat, garden, everything, and state-of-the-art kitchen. State-of-the-art, overlooking the river, garden, everything. State-of-the-art. So I say, that's why I miss her. So bhai, apni biyo ki qadar kar lo, bhai. Appreciate them. This how they be gone, they keep crying. So we are talking about this statement, Sohagan Vahiho. So there's two explanations to this. I give you one explanation, right? The second explanation is, it's got a little bit of an Arabic culture. So in the Arabs, when a girl is, she's proposed and she's not going to get married at any time. So about 3 or 5 months in advance, they start drawing her out, start preparing her. Her hair, her complexion, texture, cream, oils, massaging. So she must be prepared for this person. So we call that woman that is in charge of doing all this, we call it a mashata. So she is in charge of drawing the person, bring the texture, the beauty, the complexion, everything. The mashata did everything what she had to do. And about a week before the rukhsati, you know, that girl will be nikah, and then she will depart the marital home. So the week before that, so the mashata saying, hey, you know, from all the girls that I need, you, something else, man, too good. So this bride-to-be, tear rolled on the cheeks. And she says, if only my husband-to-be, if he says the word, then everything, I got everything. But if you say everything, and the day I enter into his marriage, and he says, hey, I made a mistake, man. Then what? Just that he says, only one statement. Hey, I will stick with you, but it's a mistake. Then, what happens to her is devastating, finished, class. So you see, Pya jisku chahe sohagan wahi ho. That means, who Allah Ta'ala chooses, that he is the favorite. And who knows who's the favorite? La tuzakku anfusakum. Don't you ever praise yourself. But La tuzakku anfusakum. Don't praise yourself. Huwa a'lamu biman ittaqa. He knows. So remain in that state. It may seem outwardly that you are pious, you are good, conforming, etc. But Allah Pak's focal point is the heart. And huwa a'lamu biman. He knows about it. Yanzuru ila qulubikum. He sees that. So you don't know what level of sincerity and goodness his heart must have been. Allah just elevated him, exalted him. So you do the good work, you work, try, work, press forward, and all that. But with all that concern, okay, Allah, accept me, please. See, the best amongst people was Abu Bakr Siddiq after the Anbiya, Afdalul Bashari Baad al Anbiya with Tahqeeq, Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq, right? Abu Bakr ibn Siddiq, right? He was the best person. But this best person, when he asked for a special dua, the dua that Nabi Sallam gives him, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. I have wronged myself terribly. See that? The best person is the dua. Then the best girl, the best woman, is Aisha. She's also a Siddiqa, right? Kastaridi fitam, right? She's the best. But when she asks for a special dua in the Laylatul Qadr, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afoon. Allah forgive me. See that? So at whichever height you are, you don't think yourself to be absolved, free, got your ticket to Jannah. No, I'm still there, I'm struggling, and once I'm entered into Jannah, then I'm alright. We just spoke about Muhammad Ilyas Sahib and his son Muhammad Yusuf Sahib. Just linking it up, right? So some old friend came. Now, old friends, they want to talk about old days, idhar udhar ki baat, chit chat, all that. And Mulana, now, as though Jannat is before him, it's just a few meters and he will lift Jannat. So, as though Jannat is before him. And this one wants to make conversation. But now, that Akhirat is so clear. The picture of Akhirat is so clear. So graphic, so clear. So now, he can't hurt the friend's heart, but he can't hurt himself also, he can't hurt his Jannat. So the statement of Muhammad Yasar at that time says, see, once we reach Jannat, then we'll sit down and talk, park forever, braai, coke, whatever. We'll enjoy ourselves. But now, let us appreciate these little moments that we've got, appreciate it until we reach there. Once we're there, in there, then the ball of a time. But before that, just appreciate that time. Because this time that passes can never be replaced.